That has not happened. And it's not happened by accident. A lot of planning goes into security around a casino.
Captain Paul Brockstrom is the Cincinnati Police Central Business Sector Commander.
85% of our crime downtown is theft-related. And, you know, the perception, occasionally you'll have a high-profile robbery or a aggravated assault downtown, and the perception is downtown is unsafe, when realistically it's very safe downtown.
Brockstrom says 20% of the crimes are TFAs, or theft in autos, which often are preventable. There was only one report of a felonious assault, and Brockstrom says that one is questionable because it couldn't be found on any of the security cameras. While Brockstrom is confident the area in and around the casino is safe, he says that's normal the first few years a casino is open. Crime becomes a bigger problem when people with gambling addiction issues start hitting rock bottom.
And you really don't see a problem with issues with those problem gamblers until 3 to 5 years out after a casino opens, because that's when they've tapped all their resources, their savings account, there's, you know, assistance from their friends and family. And that's when you start seeing the white-collar crime and, you know, breaking and enterings and robberies.
The 27 Cincinnati police officers assigned to the area aren't the only people watching out for problems. Ohio Casino Control Commission Director of Enforcement Karen Huey says her department has gaming agents that work on site at the casino 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
They're all law enforcement professionals, and their job is to investigate gaming crimes that occur and criminal activity that occurs at the casino. What we've seen this year is the usual spike in what we call cheating crimes.
She's talking about gaming crimes at the table games. Those are felonies. She says more than 25 people have been charged with these crimes in Cincinnati. Cheating numbers are similar in Cincinnati, Columbus, and Toledo, but higher in Cleveland because it has more visitors. Huey says the commission was watching for people who would travel to the state just to try cheating at these new casinos. She says roulette scammers came in from New York.
But Cincinnati was on top was on top of their game that day, and they actually were able to make arrests that day, so caught some of the people that had hit our other casinos.
Underage gambling issues hit Cincinnati harder than the other three casinos. Horseshoe Cincinnati is the only one that allows people under 21 to enter. They're allowed to go to the restaurants, but they're not allowed on the gaming floor.
The law was changed in October, and it then restricted any underage person had to be escorted by a casino personnel, by casino staff. Since then, our underage incidents have greatly diminished in Cincinnati.
WVXU tried to interview a Horseshoe Casino representative for this story, but was told security at the casino is a private matter. Tomorrow, how the Indiana casinos are doing since a casino opened in Cincinnati.